Good morning, Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Here we go, Genesis 2, coming up.
Gives me grace for every trial. Feeds me with the living bread.
All right, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us, Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Genesis chapter 2, beginning in verse 1 here as we get started. So the heavens and the earth and everything in them were completed. On the seventh day, God completed his work and he had done and rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy, for on it he rested from all of his work of creation. Now I'm going to go back just a minute to, or just a second to Genesis chapter 1 verse 31 as we think about God's rest on the Sabbath day, but also these words. God saw all that he had made when he had finished everything. God saw all that he had made and it was very good indeed. Evening came and then morning on the sixth day. So God saw all that he had done, and it was good, and then he rested on the seventh day. Let me make two comments as we get going today. Number one, let me say this. God saw that what he had made was good. Everything that God made was good. It was right. Was it perfect? No, it was good. I think there's a reason why the Bible talks about the creation itself being good, and then the new creation in the book of Revelation being perfect. And the reason is, I think, because in the new in the original creation, God created it. He created it without sin, and it was good. But Adam and Eve still had the opportunity to sin. Right? So we know in Genesis 3, when we get there, that they will be tempted by the devil. And the devil will tempt them, and they will fall into that sin. God knows that they will do that, but God also has created them with the capacity to do that. They have a choice to make, a covenant of life that they enter into, a covenant of works where they are to overcome the temptation from the devil and honor the desire of God, the will of God. We'll see that in chapter 2 where he says, hey, listen, don't eat from this tree. Chapter 3, the devil will come and say, why don't you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? And then they've got a choice to make. Will they honor their commitment and covenant with God, or will they try to rebel and go their own way? Of course, we know what happens. And what happens then is that they fall into sin. Sin taints the world. The world we live in today is still tainted by sin. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Jesus comes and restores us in his life, death, and resurrection. And so those of us who've trusted Christ have received the blessed assurance. And then God will return in Christ after Jesus ascended into heaven. He'll come back. And as he comes back, he will establish his kingdom on this earth once and for all. That's when the new heavens and the new earth will come to this earth. They will be established. The perfection comes in the fact that when the new heavens and the new earth come, there will be no possibility of sin. There'll be no sin, but there'll be no possibility of sin. There'll be no temptation. The devil will be destroyed, and all those who are wicked will be with him, and all those who have walked in the righteousness of Christ through faith and repentance and been redeemed by his blood will be with him forever. So the creation itself is good, not perfect. That's an important point. But God saw that it was good. He thought it was great, and so he sat back and he rested. He worked for 6 days. He labored hard to create the world. He spoke it into existence. Then on the seventh day, he rested from his labors. He did not create. He did not do anything but simply rest and take a breath. And the Bible tells us quite clearly here that God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy, for on it he rested from all his creation work. And so on the seventh day, not only did God rest, but he made that day holy. He sanctified that day. He set that day apart. So as Christians in the New Testament, we are those who honor the seventh day, but we honor it on the first day of the week. We take a day off. The Christian Sabbath is the first day of the week where Jesus raised from the dead. And so therefore, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ on the first day of the week, the Sunday, and we rest from our labors. The seventh day of the week is the Saturday. The Jews throughout history have celebrated on the Sabbath day. They've taken that day off. They've rested from their labors. God says you can work 6 days and rest on the seventh day. If God needs the rest, we need to rest. We were created in His image. The command to rest and to keep the Sabbath day holy is an actual command that goes back to creation. God set that day aside. God made that day holy. God rested on that day. And therefore, His people living in His presence and in His in relationship with Him, in light of what He has done for them, will rest on that Sabbath day. They'll rest. We don't do it on a Saturday because Jesus rose on a Sunday. And so we set the Sunday apart to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus and to rest from our labors. And that is important. We need it. God took it. We need to take it and rest. And if God doesn't need to work 7 days during the week, we certainly don't. The world does not revolve around us. We don't hold it together. We think we do. That's a result of our sin. But we need to understand in Christ Jesus, we've been forgiven, we've been freed from that burden, we've been restored in relationship with Him, and we can take back and take a deep breath to say, you know what, the world doesn't depend upon me. Let's rest, let's enjoy one another's company, let's worship God and give Him praise. So let me just challenge you with that. Know that God created all things good. We're looking forward to the day when everything will be perfected in Christ. But also know that the Sabbath day is a day of rest. That seventh day is a day of rest and relaxation, and it's okay to rest. Our culture tells us it's not, because our culture is obsessed with itself. We, however, are obsessed with God. We rest in Christ, and we rest on that Sabbath day, and we trust the sovereign God to take care of all things. Take a nap on Sunday. Plan your week accordingly so that you can rest on the Sabbath day. You guys take care. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.